ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله، by the grace and mercy of Allah, we have attained the third day of the conference, inshallah. And today, inshallah, we are going to start off the first lecture on the topic of how we should understand that every good, every excellence lies in following and copying the understanding and the way of the pious predecessors, the first three generations of Muslims. So the talk is entitled, Every Goodness is in Following the Salaf. And this very important lecture is going to be delivered by our respected Sheikh Muhammad Musa Nasser. And our translator today is going to be Sheikh Abdul Rahman Ad-Dimishqiya.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises due to Allah. And may the peace and blessings be upon His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I bear witness that there is no divinity worthy of worship except Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاتل. O you who believe, fear Allah as should be feared, and die not but as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you of a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from the pair of them scattered abroad many men and women, and fear Allah by whom you demand one of another, and the wombs surely Allah ever watches over you. And I bear witness that every evil is dalalah, every evil is bid'ah, and every innovation is a matter of disguidance. And the best word is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance of the way of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لقد أرسل الله محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. فجاء صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الحق المبين ليخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the guidance by this religion to supersede all other isms and religions. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with this truth and right in order to take people out of darkness into the light.
فجاء صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الحق فبلغ البلاغ المبين أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى كشف الله به الغمة وربى جيلا فريدا من نوعه نالوا الرضا من الله عز وجل بصحبتهم لنبيهم وتمسكهم بهديه صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنزل الله فيهم قرآنا مثلا إلى قيام الساعة رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه.
We bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had conveyed the message and he fulfilled the trust that had been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he exerted the most, the utmost of his effort. And he struggled until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the people by him. And he growed and nourished a great generation. They obtained the acceptance and the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They upheld this guidance of Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed by their Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Quran verses to be recited, and it is yet to be recited until now and until the day of judgment.
فرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه على هذا الإسلام العظيم حتى زكت نفوسهم وحتى كانوا بحق خير أمة أخرجت للناس كما قال الله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله فهم وفيهم نزلت هذه الآية بادئ ذي بدء ولبث فيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم 24 عاما وهو يدعوهم إلى توحيد الله ويذكرهم بعظمة الله ويزكي نفوسهم حتى كان مجتمعا نقيا صافيا وكانوا خير الأصحاب لخير نبي أرسله الله.
He took care of them and nourished them until their souls were purified. They became truthfully the best nation among all nations that was spread out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enjoin the good and to forbid the wrong, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in His glorious Quran as found in the chapter Al-Imran. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You were as the best of people ever raised up for mankind, enjoining what is good and forbidding what is wrong and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed with them a couple of tens of years, calling them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nourishing them according to the guidance of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until they became a pure society, submissive society, submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. Total submission. They represent that attribute. They represented that attribute of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم مع حثه أصحابه وأمته على الخير يحذرهم أحيانا من الشر، ومن جملة ما حذرهم
صلى الله عليه وسلم منه الافتراق والاختلاف، كما في حديث العرباض بن سارية رضي الله عنه: وعظنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة بليغة وجلت من القلوب وذرفت من العيون، فقلنا: يا رسول الله، كأنها موعظة مودع فأوصنا. قال: أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة، وإن تأمر عليكم عبد فإنه من يعش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. وهنا الشاهد: إنه من يعش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا، اختلاف يجعل الحليم حيران، اختلاف يتخبط فيه الناس تخبط الأعمى الذي ليس له دليل وليس له قائد يقوده. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين غربة الدين في آخر الزمان فيقول: بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء.
In spite of the encouraging of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم his ummah to do every good deed, he was sometimes warning them from the evil things that it may happen, which has happened already. And among the things that he used to warn them from is the scatter, the separation in the ummah, the division, the disagreements, the differ, which really scatters religion. And the more we scatter, the more we divide, the weaker we become. The more we divide, the weaker we become. And that is a very important point, which I mentioned it. It's not a translation of my brother's word. And the evidence of that is the hadith of Al-Arbad ibn Sariya, who said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he admonished us as we felt that this is the admonition of the farewell, as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going away. So we ask him, O Prophet of Allah, this admonition, this advice, it is as it is the advice of someone who is bidding the farewell. He said, I recommend you that you should listen and obey, even if he is a slave, if the one who you are ordered to obey is a slave one. For who will live after me, he will see a great division and a great differ. It is a great differ today that we can see. A differ which makes the patient one confused. It causes him to be confused. He doesn't know where to go, right or left. People today are being misguided, just like the blind who doesn't know how to take his way. The blind who has no commander, no companion to lead him to the right way. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified and prophesied that a time will come, as Islam came as a stranger, it will return to be as stranger. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised those who are considered as strangers.
فقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بدأ الإسلام غريبا، أي حينما بدأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعوة المشركين إلى الإسلام، وسيعود غريبا كما نرى في هذا الزمان، إشارة إلى أن الإسلام ستمر عليه فترات من الوهن والضعف في نفوس أتباعه. ثم يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فطوبى للغرباء، وهذا دليل على أن الخير باق في هذه الأمة، وأن هناك طائفة ظاهرة على الحق، غرباء بين الكثرة المنحرفة عن هذا الحق. فطوبى للغرباء. قالوا من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال هم قوم صالحون قليل في قوم سوء كثيرون، من يعصهم أكثر ممن يطيعهم. وفي رواية هم الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من سنتي، أي يتمسكون بالسنة حينما يهجرها الناس، يتمسكون بها حينما يعرض عنها الناس، يعظمونها حينما يقلل من شأنها الناس، وهكذا.
This hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fulfilled already. And what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied is what we find today. In these days we find, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving us the sign that a periods of weakness, of weaknesses, will happen to this ummah. This ummah will pass many periods of weaknesses. But this hadith also is an indication that the right and the truth and the good will last in this nation or among this nation till the day of judgment. That people will uphold the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are little, minor among them. They are minority among the majority of people. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَدَأَ الدِّينُ غَرِيبًا, the religion or Islam started as a stranger, a strange religion. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ, and it will return to be stranger as it started. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى, blessed are those strangers. In another narration, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described them in more detail, saying that they are a minority of good people among majority of evil people. Whoever obey them is those who disobey them are much more than those who obey them. And in another narration he described them also as well. He said, he gave a sign of them, of these people, that they reform what has been corrupted of my sunnah. They always call the people to the sunnah. They always glorify the sunnah. They always give it their priorities, because other people are not giving it that importance, and they don't commit themselves to it. This is the sign of these people, that they always call the people to follow the sunnah and to stick to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people immigrate it and leave it and think that it's not a big deal, it's not a big matter, but the fact is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with these small things, and those who become lenient in upholding the small details of the sunnah will be lenient in much more than that.
وهذا الحديث وغيره يبقي الأمل موصولا في الأمة أن الحق موجود ولا يضيع ولا يمكن أن يضيع مع كثرة الاختلاف ومع كثرة التخبط والاضطراب، وأن من أراد الحق فعليه أن يبحث عنه وعليه أن يسلك سبيل الحق، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ترك الأمة على بيضاء نقية وسبل سوية، وهو الذي قال تركتكم على بيضاء نقية ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك.
This hadith, as well as other hadith, it keeps the hope in this ummah, and it indicates that the truth and the right will never be lost in spite of the majority of the great deal of the evil amongst it, and that whoever wants the truth, so he has to follow it, and he can follow it, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with the clear white evidence, as he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
I have left you with the white and clear evidence. It's day as it's night. No one go astray from that except one who has perished already.
وحتى تنجو الأمة من تخبطها واضطرابها لا بد أن تعرف معرفة يقينية ما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه عقيدة وعلما وعملا وسلوكا وأخلاقا وهذا ما عبر عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما قال حينما ذكر الفرق والاختلاف وستفترق أمتي إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة فقالوا يا رسول الله ما هي هذه الواحدة من هي هذه الفرقة الناجية قال هم الذين على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي هم الذين يسيرون على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤكد قضية اليوم لأنه في زمانه المبارك صلى الله عليه وسلم وزمان أصحابه لم تظهر الأهواء ولم تظهر الفرق ولم تظهر تلك الجماعات المضللة التي ضلت عن عقيدة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه.
For the sake of seeking the salvation or in order to be saved or to let this ummah, this nation be saved, it has to know the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, to know their doctrine, their knowledge, their behavior, their morality, etc. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed by saying, the Jews were divided into 73 groups and the Christians were divided into 72 groups. 71 groups and the Christians were divided into 72 groups. And by Allah, my nation will be divided into 73 groups, all of them in hellfire, except one. And they asked the Prophet ﷺ, who are those? He said, those who follow my way today and the way of my companions. And the Prophet ﷺ emphasized the word today, because at the time of the Prophet ﷺ there was no bid'ah, there was no innovation, there was no deviant sect as we find today. So people must judge their deeds and their behaviors to the behavior and to the way of the Prophet ﷺ and his companions at that day.
ما أنا عليه وأصحابي هو ما نعم هو ما عبر عنه العلماء قديما وحديثا بالسلف الصالح فالسلف الصالح هم الفترة المباركة الذين صحبوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذين تتلمذوا على أيدي أصحابه والذين تتلمذوا على أيدي أصحابه هم خير القرون التي شهد لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالخيرية حيث قال خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم هذه القرون الثلاثة المباركة قرن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقرن أصحابه وقرن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان ومن جاء بعدهم على منهجهم هؤلاء هم الذين يعبر عنهم بالسلف الصالح.
Therefore we used for that time of the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, we used a certain term, which is as-salafu salih, the righteous ancestors, our righteous predecessors, those who lived in that blessed period, those who accompanied the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and those who studied by the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and those who studied by the companions, by his companions. Three generations, three centuries, as the Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي, the best of the centuries is mine, is my century. And those who come after, and the century that come after, and the century that come after. 3 centuries.
وهذه اللفظة السلف تقابلها لفظة مضادة لها وهي الخلف. والله يقول فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. فالسلف كلمة مدح والخلف كلمة ذم. والسلفية انتماء لهذه الفترة المباركة، انتماء لذاك الجيل القرآني الفريد الذي تربى على عين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى غدا قدوة للعالمين.
And the term as-salaf, it is the contrary of another term which is called, which is the term of al-khalaf, those who come after. As we find in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the chapter Mary, verse number 60, then there succeeded after them a succession who wasted the prayer and followed lust, so they shall encounter error or punishment. So as-salafiyya, it's a term that we should be proud of, because we are belonging ourselves to this righteous, pious predecessors. We are belonging ourselves to them. We are owing ourselves to them. That means we are going to follow the same way of their way. Because when some people claim that this is sunnah, or this is accepted by Allah, the things that we do, we tell them, did the Salaf do it? Or sometimes they misinterpret the Quran, or they misinterpret the text of the sunnah. So the best way to surround them and to corner them is to say, how did the Salaf understood it? How did they understand it? By that, you can show the opposition of these people to their Salaf.
والانتماء لهذه الفترة المباركة، الانتماء للسلف السلف الصالح شرف عظيم، ولا يعني أن كل من قال أنا سلفي فقد أصبح 100% يساوي الصحابة والتابعين. ربما رجل لا يكون له حظ من هذه النسبة إلا الاسم، ولكن الانتماء إلى السلف الصالح انتماء إلى العصمة، انتماء إلى خير الأمة، انتماء إلى خير القرون، انتماء إلى فترة مباركة، بخلاف الانتماء إلى شخص بعينه يجتهد فيصيب تارة ويخطئ تارات. أما الانتماء للسلف الصالح فهو الانتماء لمن مدحهم الله وأثنى عليهم واختارهم لصحبة نبيه.
The word Salafi does not mean necessarily that you are going to be a copy of the Salaf. Just like one who says, I'm Muslim, it doesn't mean that he's going to fulfill all the Islamic requirements or the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who's called Salafi is the one who returned his any matter to the Salaf al-Salih. It doesn't mean that he claimed that he's going to be like one of them. But we ask Allah, we hope that we are Salafis. That means we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and help us and enable us to follow exactly the same way of As-Salaf al-Salih. By the majority of all the companions, we can know that their way is sinless. No mistake, by the majority, by as a congregation, all the Salaf. Yes, as an individual, one of them may commit a mistake, but the methodology which they followed it was a sinless method. It was a sinless way of the Salaf al-Salih. So when someone calls himself Salafi, he's returning himself to the best nation, to the best people who've been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are the best nation among all nations.
وقد مدحهم الله فقال: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. ومدحهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما مر معنا في الحديث آنفا: خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. وقوله: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي إلى آخر الحديث.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them in his Quran and said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. السَّابِقُونَ means those who primarily, or those who followed the way, who hastened to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those among the companions, al-muhajirin, al-ansar, and those who followed their way of righteousness, radiyallahu anhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, waradu anhu, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alaykum bi sunnati, you should follow my sunnah, wa sunnati al-khulafai al-rashidina al-mahdiyina min ba'di, and the sunnah, the way of the successors, the guided successors, عَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ, you should uphold it, the way, my way, and the way of the companions. الحديث الثالث ما هو؟ And the same hadith, which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best people are the people of my century, of my, you may call it generation, it's century, as mentioned literally by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the generation that came after, and the generation that came after.
وقد أكد الله في كتابه على وجوب الرجوع إلى منهج السلف الصالح, وذلك في قوله تعالى: ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. فالله تعالى قد بين أن هناك سبيل للمؤمنين يجب أن يتبع, ولو كانت الآية ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى نوله ما تولى لاختلف المعنى, فإن الله تعالى يقول: ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين. إذن اتباع سبيل المؤمنين من اتباع الهدى ومن اتباع سبيل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لأنهم مدرسته ولأنهم أصحابه ولأنهم هم الذين فهموا الإسلام فهما صحيحا لا وجاج فيه, وهم الذين تلقوا هذا الدين عن نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم غضا طريا لم تشبه شائبة ولم يتكدر كما أصبح في القرون المتأخرة. فإذا لا بد من اتباع سبيل المؤمنين, لأن التفريق بين سبيل المؤمنين وبين الهدى وبين الإسلام تفريق بين الحق الواحد.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the necessity of returning to the way of a salaf by saying in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 115, and whosoever contradicts and opposes the messenger after the right path has been shown clearly to him and follows other than the way of the believers, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen. And that is a great threat. We shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil destination. So this is very important here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us to return to the way of a salaf. Why? Because they represent the school of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they took that religion from him, purified from any mixture of innovations and bid'ah, as we find in the other generations. So there is very important, it's very important to take that note, that to make a differ between the way of the Salaf and the way of Islam is as if you are differentiating between the truth and the guidance, because the way of the Salaf is the way of guidance.
فمعاندة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والتنكر لسبيل السلف الصالح من الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين سبب الضلال والردى. ولذلك ختم الله الآية بقوله نوله ما تولى، بمعنى أن الله لا يبالي به في أي واد هلك. هذا في الدنيا، في الدنيا قد جنى على نفسه وعلى نفسها جنت براقش كما يقال، لأنه سلك سبيلا غير السبيل الذي ارتضاه الله، اتبع السبل ولم يتبع صراط الله المستقيم. وفي الآخرة ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. فمعاندة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والتنكر لمنهج أصحابه وللسلف الصالح كما قلنا سبب والعياذ بالله للضلال في الدنيا والعذاب في الآخرة.
So the opposition of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the denial of the way of his companions, as-salaf as-salih, is the reason of every misguidance. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed the verse by saying, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen. We shall keep him in the path he has chosen. That means this is the fruit of his deeds, of his work. He wants it to be like this, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him the way he has chosen. That is in life. But in the matter regarding the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we shall burn him in hell. So you see, two types of suffer. The first suffer is in this life, is to be as blind. He doesn't know the way. He's taking other ways than the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his glorious Quran, وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه. This is my way, straight, so follow it. ولا تتبعوا السبل, and don't follow other ways. The way means in Arabic طريقت. You know, you remember the word طريقت. It became, you know, you Latinized it, so it became English now. طريقت. The word طريقت means way, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى is ordering us to follow His way and not to follow other ways. Other tariqat. Why? Because it will divert you. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. It will divert you from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وأكثر الدعوات قديما وحديثا لا تتبرأ من الكتاب والسنة, لا تتبرأ من اتباع الهدى, ولكنها لا تتخذ من سبيل المؤمنين منهجا لها, لكنها تتنكر لمنهج السلف الصالح. حتى القاديانية وحتى كثير من الفرق, حتى الصوفية والحلولية والاتحادية وكثير من أهل البدع والضلال لا يتبرؤون من الكتاب والسنة, ولكن إذا سألتهم هل هذا الذي تفعلونه كان يفعله أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأصحاب رسول الله والأئمة الأعلام من هذه الأمة, لم يستطيعوا جوابا لذلك. فهذا سبب الضلال. أكثر ضلال الناس اليوم أنهم يفهمون القرآن والسنة على نحو ما يشتهون, فيقولون نحن رجال وهم رجال, ولنا أن نفهم القرآن والسنة فهما عصريا يوافق روح هذا العصر, فضلوا وأضلوا.
The majority of those ways, al-da'awat means, you know, other sects, Islamic sects, they don't free themselves from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't free themselves from the Quran of Allah. But they do not take the way of as-salaf as a way for them. This is very important. Even the Qadianiyya, even the Sufiyya, even the Hululiyya, al-Ittihadiyya means those who claim that Allah and His servants and all other creatures are one. Al-Hululiyya, Al-Ittihadiyya. If you ask them, about these things that they do. Like, they wish to get closer to Allah by dancing in something which they call a dhikr. If you ask them, is that thing that you do, was Abu Bakr or Umar doing the thing that you're doing? They can say yes. If they say yes, you'll order them to give the evidence. If they say no, then you ask them, then why, if they didn't do it, then why you do it? Some of them, they say, for example, that the companions were busy in fighting, making jihad, that's why they did not have time for that. If you ask the people who follow ilm al-kalam, the secondary way of philosophy, you ask them, this thing that you're studying and calling people to follow, was it the same teaching of the companions? They say, no, they were busy making jihad. Every sect of innovation, you ask them, they say, the companions were busy in this, they were busy in that, that's why they didn't do it. And the fact, these people know better that they are opposing the way of the Salaf al-Salih.
وقد ظن كثير من الناس في هذا الزمان أن السلفية وأن الدعوة إلى منهج السلف الصالح تساوي إطالة اللحية وتقصير الثوب، وقد وهموا وأخطأوا خطأ كبيرا، وقد جهلوا حقيقة هذه الدعوة المباركة. وليتهم سألوا أهل العلم أرباب هذه الدعوة ودعاتها، إذ جهلوا فإنما شفاء العي السؤال.
Some people today were mistaken. They are making a great mistake by thinking that Salafiyya means merely to grow the beard and to shorten the thawb. And that's all. And this is a great mistake, because a Salafiyya means it has a comprehensive meaning. That means we follow the companions, the Salaf al-Salih, in everything. In their manners. Their way of manners. Morality, which many people among those who accepted the way of a Salaf, they need it. It's not that difficult to grow the beard or to shorten the thawb. And I'm not saying this is, you know, you should be lenient in that. Never. It's important. But it is important also to behave, to follow the same behavior of the Salaf al-Salih. Those who took the way of a Salaf as merely growing the beard or shortening the thawb, they are making a big mistake, and they should have been asking. They should have asked people, those scholars, if they don't know better, they should be asking those who know better, what is the way of the Salaf.
فالسلفية دعوة شاملة وعودة بالأمة كاملة إلى ما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه عقيدة وإيمانا وعلما وعملا وسلوكا وأخلاقا في سائر شؤون الحياة، في سائر شؤون الدنيا والآخرة. وإصلاح مظهرهم جزء من برنامجهم في العودة إلى سبيل السلف الصالح. فهم يتشرفون أن يكون مظهرهم موافقا لمظهر هؤلاء الأصحاب، لا أن يكونوا في ظاهرهم على الطريقة الغربية وفي باطنهم يدعون إلى الطريقة السلفية أو المنهج السلف.
Way of a Salaf, which we say As-Salafiyya, is a comprehensive da'wah to the way of the Salaf. And a call for the nation, for this nation, to return to the way of a Salaf al-Salih. In the matter of doctrine, in the matter of seeking the knowledge, in the matter of behavior, in all the other matters, it is briefly a call to reform the individual outwardly and inwardly. Not only to be outwardly matching the way of a Salaf, but inwardly you are opposing the way of a Salaf. This is wrong. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. And this is a very important verse for us to remember and to take that note. Leave ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ, the external, the sin outwardly, that it appears. وَبَاطِنَ الْإِثْمِ, وَبَاطِنَ الْإِثْمِ, the sins that occur inside. That means you have to reform yourselves outwardly and inwardly. And this is very important. And the believers, they have the great honor that their appearance and their hearts match the way of a Salaf al-Salih.
فمن أبرز سمات هذه الدعوة المباركة أنها تبدأ بما بدأ به الأنبياء، تدعو إلى التوحيد بأنواعه، توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات، وتحذر من شرك الربوبية وشرك الألوهية وشرك الأسماء والصفات، ولا تفرق بين أي نوع من أنواع الشرك، وتدعو إلى الاتباع، اتباع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في سائر شؤون الحياة، اتباعا ظاهرا وباطنا، وذم البدع والتشريد بأهلها والتحذير منها، والدعوة إلى توحيد الأمة ورص صفوفها، وأن تجتمع على كلمة سواء، أن تجتمع على هذا المنهج الحق، وتأبى وترفض كل وصاية على هذا الدين وعلى هذا المنهج. فهي لا تدعي العصمة لدعاتها ولشيوخها، فهي تعتقد أنهم بشر يخطئون ويصيبون، فإن أصابوا فلهم أجرين، وإن أخطأوا فلهم أجر واحد.
And among the most characters of this da'wah, that is, it starts with the same of what the prophets had ever started. And they started by tawheed, calling people for tawheed, tawheed al-rububiyyah, the lordship, wa tawheed al-uluhiyyah, the godship, and tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat, also the tawheed of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the people fell in errors regarding these three important issues. And it is a call for people to follow the way of the Salaf in all the affairs of this life. And the way of the Salaf also is to warn people from innovations. And warning people from innovation and calling them for a common term for the true methodology, it is the greatest approach and procedure for this ummah to unify, to get united. It is one of the most approaches, because we should be asking ourselves why this ummah had retreated. Why? Is it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it while we don't deserve it? Or we deserve it because that we have kept ourselves away from the way of the Salaf al-Salih? And this da'wah, al-Salafiyyah, it does not claim that we are the owners of that religion. No. This religion belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is for all people, for all Muslims. And those Salafis do not claim that their shaykhs, their intellectuals are sinless. No, they are not sinless. They are human beings. They make mistakes. They fall in mistakes. They try their best. They exert the best of their efforts to do the right and to call for the truth. If they make a mistake, we hold that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them one reward for that, for the error. If they do it right, we hold that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them double reward for that.
والسلفية ليس فيها صفوف غفران ولا صفوف حرمان، وكما قلت فليس هناك وصاية لأحد على هذه الدعوة المباركة، فأخطاء البعض أو أخطاء بعض أهل العلم لا يتحملها هذا المنهج المبارك.
Well, the term sukuk ghufran, I'm not ready to translate or to give the literal meaning of that, which means checks of forgiveness, as it used to be given to the, you know, by the popes or by in Christianity. We have nothing similar to that. We say that the sins or the mistakes that have been committed by those who try their best to follow the way of the Salaf, these mistakes, it does not mean that this methodology of the Salaf is responsible for the mistakes or the errors that these scholars may commit. Therefore, also there's an important thing, that these scholars are tests for other people. Because usually people, they try to defend their scholars as much, you know, whether it is right or wrong. It shouldn't be. We are the soldiers, the supporters, the followers of the truth. We love our scholar, for example, but we love the truth more than we love our own scholar. Because he is beloved to us, but the truth is more beloved to us than anyone else.
وهي تدعو إلى توحيد كلمة الأمة على أساس كلمة التوحيد لا على العصبيات البغيضة والقوميات المقيتة ولا تؤمن بالجمع العشوائي الذي لا ينقي الصف من المدسوسين ومن المنحرفين.
It also calls for توحيد الكلمة to unify the term of the nation, to let this nation be united, but not on the account of the word of the term of Tawheed. Not on the account of the religion of Allah and the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this way of a Salafi way, it does not believe in this false way of uniting people on the account of the unity and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because such unity, whatever we attempt, we try to unify the people, but not on the way of Allah, we will not be able to do that. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a very important verse in the Quran, in the chapter Al-Anfal. He said, هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم. It is a very significant verse which shows us that no one can unify, can be successfully uniting this ummah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is He who supported you by His victory and by the believers, and He reconciled their hearts. If you were to spend what all the earth worth is in order to unite them, you will not be able to unite them, but it is Allah who got them united. It's very important. If you call the people to follow one way, and that is the way of Tawheed, therefore we use that term in Arabic. كلمة التوحيد أساس توحيد الكلمة. The word of Tawheed is the base of Tawheed الكلمة, to unify the term, the line of the believers. That is very important. The unity of Allah is more important to us than the unity of people, because Allah created us to follow His way and to worship Him alone. We cannot be united with those who make shirk. We can't be united. Even they claim that they say La ilaha illallah. By their tongue, they are saying La ilaha illallah. But how many among these people, their behavior contradicts what they claim? Practically, they are opposing La ilaha illallah. Theoretically, they are saying La ilaha illallah. We can't be united with these people, because this collection, this unity of the believers should be purified from these mushriks, should be purified from these munafiqs who enter in the body of Islam in order to cause separation and scattering among this nation.
وهم يؤمنون بالسياسة الشرعية ويكفرون بسياسة النفاق الدولية التي تتلون تلون الحرباء, وهم لا يدعون إلى عصبية ولا إلى حزبية, ويرون الجهاد في سبيل الله بشروطه وضوابطه أمرا وجزءا من برنامجهم ومن منهجهم, لا جهاد الضجيج
والصراخ والتحييس والتهيج. فكم جنى مثل هذا الجهاد على الأمة من ويلات ودمار.
And the way of the Salaf is to believe in the siyasa al-shar'iyya, the legitimate policy. That means the legislation of that concern the affairs of the believers of the world. But they don't believe in that kind, that hypocritical way of policy as we find today. They don't believe in scattering themselves, in the scatter of scattering the ummah in sects and cults as we find today. And today some of these groups, they are quoting some verses from the Quran to justify themselves being scattered into groups. It is really amazing. And they do not recognize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. And don't scatter into groups and sects. Each group is happy of what it brings forward. And among the beliefs of this da'wah, among the characters of this da'wah, that they believe in the jihad. Not as some people claim that we people do not believe in jihad. That's wrong. We follow the way of jihad. And we take it as one of the most important things in Islam. But we don't believe in that disordered jihad. The jihad of mere enthusiasm. With no organization, no order. We don't believe in that. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us the sunnah of wudu, he also taught us the sunnah of jihad. When to make jihad and how to make jihad. It should not be, you know, in disorder. It should be orderly followed. This is very important.
وقد أثار البعض شبهات حول هذه الدعوة المباركة وأطالوا ألسنتهم في دعاتها وشيوخها لتنفير الأمة عن هذا المنهج الحق. وهؤلاء لو كانوا مخلصين في وصادقين في نصحهم وفي حرقتهم على هذه الدعوة لأتوا إلى دعاتها وشيوخها وناصحوهم وكاتبوهم. ولكنهم يكتفون بالطعن والغمز والتآمر والمكر والعياذ بالله. وهذا ليس من أخلاق الإسلام في شيء.
Some of the people, they bring doubts, they spread doubts and speak ill against the scholars of this da'wah, seeking by that to disguise this da'wah on the eyes of the people. And if they were truly truthful and sincere, they would have came to these scholars of this da'wah and discussing with them, reasoning with them. But they don't do that. They just keep far away and they, you know, they spread their doubts and they make their lies against this da'wah and against those who call for this da'wah. To give you an example, people follow their desire. For example, the people of bid'ah. If you tell them that, well, this is not the way of the sunnah, you should not make salah on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the adhan. Make salah, multiply salah as much as you want. Dedicate the whole day of yours to make salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no problem, but not in this particular ritual that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say, you hate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People whom you denounce their way of jihad, which call people for, you know, to disorder, in fact. And they only want the people to be, you know, to be excited. They only call them to be excited. Let's go and do that, and suddenly those people die as sheep. If we say that this is not the proper jihad, the right way of jihad, they say, you hate jihad. So this is the way, I'm showing you the way that people follow their desire. But we don't care about people, what they say against us. We call them for the truth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the fulfillment of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the majority of people would not listen. How many people we admonish them and we advise them not to take the step that they have taken. and they charged us that we are against so and so and so, and today they are regretting because they did not listen to the admonition of those. Why? Because we always stand closer to the way of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We always recite the Quran, the Hadith, we take care of the Hadith. That's why we have more knowledge than them, and we should be giving them advices, and they should be listening to those who stick to the way of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the way, so I urge myself and you to follow it.
ومن هذه الشبهات التي يثيرونها
بس بقي لا بد أن نختم دقيقة دقيقتين
من هذه الشبهات التي يثيرونها أن هذه الدعوة تسبب الفتن وتفرق الأمة وهذا كذب وافتراء فهل الدعوة إلى الكتاب والسنة وما كان عليه سلف الأمة دعوة إلى الفرقة بل هي وهل الدعوة إلى الدين الصحيح دعوة إلى الفرقة هذا
Among the doubts that they spread among this da'wah, they say that this da'wah is dividing the nation. Is dividing the nation. Like, for to give you an example also, as well, if you say to the people, you cannot unite yourself with those who call others than Allah, such as people who say there's no problem for the Sufi to join with us and to be one nation, and for the Shia to join with us and to be one nation. If we say that's not true, these people are making shirk. So we cannot be as one line, as one person. They say, now you are dividing the ummah. And this is a great oppression. This is a great oppression. As the oppression of those who said, you hate jihad. As the oppression of those who said, you hate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must follow his way. Otherwise, you are giving an assertion, a claim, that the Prophet ﷺ will be against you at the Day of Judgment if you do not follow his way, even if you claim that you are that you love the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. To love him is to follow him.
وهم يقولون إن هذه الدعوة قاصرة عن إدراك خطورة المرحلة وتجهل ودعاتها يجهلون السياسة وفقه الواقع وهذا كلام أيضا في غاية البعد وهذا فيه تجني كبير وهذا إنما يقولونه من جهلهم بحقيقة هذه الدعوة فإنما قرره شيوخنا وما قالوه نصحا للأمة قبل وقوع الفتن قد وقع ما حذروا منه قبل سنوات وسنوات.
And among the things that they say about this da'wah, that this da'wah has a great deal of shortcoming. They are ignorant about the reality, the actuality, the things that have the happenings of today. They don't know politics. They don't know the actuality of the happenings today, and this is also a great oppression, because the scholars of this da'wah, they have been warning the people from many things before the fitna, the great tests that took place in these days. Before it took place, the scholars, such as Shaykhun al-Albani, hafizahullah, he was warning the people from falling in many things, and they will regret, and people, as I mentioned, they are regretting today because they did not follow the warning of these scholars. So it is not a matter of, we don't know the politics. These politics should be accompanied by the knowledge of the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who follow all these details of policies and what's happening here and what's happening there, they should know that the problems, the political problems that all the ummah encounter is because of their sin, is because of their lenience to the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise Allah says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَأَمَنْتُمْ. What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will it benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish you while you are grateful to him? He never does that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing us because of our deeds, and we have to drink the cup and to receive the fruits of our deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive is more than the punishment that he gave us.
وختاما فإن الشبهات كثيرة والكلام كثير، ونحن ثابتون على هذه الدعوة المباركة، ونعتقد أنها الحق الذي لا ريب فيه. وأعظم وأكبر ثمرة من ثمار هذه الدعوة هذا المؤتمر المبارك الذي تحضرونه، وهذه الآثار السلفية التي ترونها في هذا البلد وفي غيره من بلدان العالم العالم.
There are many doubts which we have no time really to mention in details, but we tell you brothers that inshallah we are going to stand firmly in this da'wah, and we are going to uphold this da'wah no matter what people talk, no matter what people accuse us. This da'wah has great fruits, and among the greatest fruits that we see is this conference of what we see today. We never thought about that this da'wah will be followed by these people here, in spite of the great corruption that people face in these countries. Alhamdulillah, among the fruits of this da'wah is your presence in this blessed place. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you.
فإذا كان الأنبياء لم يسلموا من ألسنة الناس فكيف يسلم دعاة هذه الدعوة المباركة من ألسنة أهل هذا العصر؟ فعليكم أيها الإخوة بالثبات على الحق وبالثبات على هذه الدعوة وعلى هذا المنهج، فإنه والله حق لا ريب فيه كما نرى الشمس في رابعة النهار.
أختم بارك الله فيك.
وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وسلم.
If the prophets were not saved from the tongues of their people, their community, so as well we say as well these scholars and this da'wah today is not saved from the tongues of these people today. But anyway, brothers, we recommend you to uphold this da'wah and to follow it, and not to be lenient in following this way of da'wah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you all and open your heart and increase your guidance. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.